What if everything we thought we knew about business success was wrong? Jim Collins' groundbreaking research reveals that the companies making the leap from good to great weren't led by celebrity CEOs with flashy strategies. Instead, they were guided by humble, determined leaders who focused on fundamentals. After studying companies that outperformed the general market by a factor of 6.9 over 15 years, Collins discovered that greatness doesn't come from charismatic leadership, cutting-edge technology, or dramatic innovation. It emerges from disciplined people making disciplined decisions consistently over time. This isn't just another business theory. It's a research-backed roadmap showing that the path to extraordinary results is accessible to any organization willing to embrace these counterintuitive principles. The most powerful leaders combine extreme personal humility with fierce professional resolve, a paradoxical blend that defies our celebrity CEO culture. Darwin Smith of Kimberly-Clark exemplifies this duality, crediting luck and colleagues while making gutsy decisions like selling mills to exit the paper business. These Level 5 leaders channel ambition into the company rather than themselves, taking responsibility for failures while giving credit to others for successes. This leadership approach aligns with the first who, then what principle. Great companies get the right people on the bus and the wrong people off before deciding where to drive it. As Wells Fargo CEO noted during banking deregulation, "We figured we didn't know what was going to happen, but we'd be fine as long as we had the right people." With the right people, motivation isn't an issue. They're self-motivated by their inner drive for excellence. Great companies were rigorous in their people decisions. When in doubt about hiring, they kept looking. When changes were needed, they acted, and they put their best people on their biggest opportunities, not problems. Notably, executive compensation played virtually no role in these transformations, as the focus was on finding people driven by inner standards of excellence. How did Admiral Jim Stockdale survive 8 years as a POW in Vietnam? By embracing the Stockdale paradox, maintaining unwavering faith in ultimate triumph while confronting the brutal facts of current reality. Surprisingly, when asked who didn't make it out, Stockdale answered, "The optimists." They repeatedly believed they'd be freed by specific dates, only to have their hopes crushed, eventually dying of broken hearts. Great companies embody this paradox. When traditional grocery stores became obsolete in the 1970s, Kroger faced this reality and committed to a complete superstore transformation despite enormous short-term costs. Meanwhile, competitor A&P merely tweaked their old approach. By confronting reality while maintaining faith in their strategy, Kroger increased their stock value 80-fold over 25 years, while A&P vanished. Creating a climate where truth is heard requires four practices: leading with questions rather than answers, engaging in dialogue instead of coercion, conducting blameless autopsies, and building mechanisms that turn information into information that cannot be ignored. The Stockdale paradox shows that greatness comes from facing difficulty squarely while maintaining faith in eventual success. Why do some organizations maintain laser-like focus while others seem scattered? The answer lies in what Collins calls the hedgehog concept, a simple, crystalline understanding that guides everything. Drawing from Isaiah Berlin's essay, "Great companies simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea at the intersection of three circles: what you can be the best in the world at, what drives your economic engine, and what you're deeply passionate about." Walgreens exemplifies this principle with their focus on creating the most convenient drugstores with high profit per customer visit. This clarity led to innovations like drive-through pharmacies and corner locations. While competitor Eckerd pursued multiple strategies, Walgreens' hedgehog-like focus yielded returns 15 times better than the market. Developing a hedgehog concept isn't about setting a goal to be the best, but understanding what you can be the best at and what you cannot. Wells Fargo realized they could excel at running a bank like a business, but couldn't match Goldman Sachs in investment banking, helping them avoid diversification into areas where they couldn't excel. The economic engine varies for each organization. Profit per customer for Gillette, profit per ton of steel for Nucor. When combined with genuine passion, something you discover rather than manufacture, these three circles create a simple concept that guides all decisions with remarkable effectiveness. The magical alchemy of sustained great results combines entrepreneurial spirit with disciplined action. This culture isn't tyrannical control, but disciplined people engaging in disciplined thought and taking disciplined action. With disciplined people, hierarchy becomes unnecessary. With disciplined thought, bureaucracy disappears. With disciplined action, excessive controls vanish. This creates freedom within a framework. Circuit City managers had tremendous autonomy while staying aligned with the company's hedgehog concept. The discipline often appeared almost fanatical. Wells Fargo executives shared hotel rooms while Bank of America leaders enjoyed corporate jets. Great companies created stop-doing lists as crucial as to-do lists. Kimberly-Clark divested its traditional paper mills, its foundation for 100 years, because they couldn't be the best in the world at coated paper. This disciplined approach builds momentum like pushing a massive flywheel. Initially, it requires enormous effort to move it slightly. With consistent pushing in one direction, the flywheel moves faster until breakthrough occurs. The momentum begins working for you, accelerating with less effort. This captures how good-to-great transformations happen, not through dramatic revolutions, but through consistent pushing until momentum takes over. Circuit City built its virtuous cycle by starting with the right people, then developing its hedgehog concept. Meanwhile, comparison companies fell into the doom loop, launching radical change programs and zigzagging in strategy without building momentum. Collins' research reveals that sustainable greatness stems from a culture of discipline rather than disciplinarian leadership. When discipline becomes ingrained in the culture, it outlasts any individual leader. The journey to greatness isn't merely about business success, but finding meaning and purpose in our work. Whether your organization achieves greatness is entirely within your control. The real question is whether you'll accept good when greatness is attainable. Greatness emerges naturally when you engage in work aligned with your values and capabilities, at the intersection of what you can excel at, what drives your economic engine, and what ignites your passion. This perspective transforms work from something separate to an integral part of a meaningful life. These principles transcend time, industry, and organization type. Whether facing challenges from decades past or today, the same fundamentals determine which organizations leap from good to great. In our world fixated on disruption and reinvention, these timeless principles provide stability, reminding us that while tactics and technologies evolve, the fundamentals of human excellence remain consistent. The path to greatness has always been built on disciplined people engaging in disciplined thought and taking disciplined action, creating not just successful organizations, but enduring institutions that meaningfully impact the world.